Thank you. Jumbo! Thank you. awaken peaceably. Wake well, O Lord of gods and men, great of majesty. In peace awaken peaceably. Great lion, my victor, crocodile king, grasp the stick and smite the foe. In peace, awaken peaceably. Serve your mother and father, that you may prosper. Serve the wise man, that he may serve you. Serve him that serves you. Serve your God, that he may guard you. I don't need your advice, man. What you know about me? And I don't need your concern. I know damn well why they got me up in here. What if I was to go home right now, right this minute? I'd be at the front door and that Willie, he'd be flying out the back door. That is, if we had a back door. Like the man said, always call first. They better keep a window open. So anyway, the folks was telling me, well, why should you go through all this? Just tell them what they want to hear. Lonnie, that's my uncle, he said, well, look here, nephew, you got to go along to get along, to get along, to go along, you know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, you see, I went to the big school, you know, first one in the family. So automatically, that made me the big time man, the man with the connects. So Lonnie was talking about, hey, you missed the college, ain't you? You got to know what's happening. It ain't what you know, but who you blow, bro. Now, you know that's the time. Yeah, you know everybody. You and that activist thing, ain't you? Call up some of them cats you went to college with. Call up the dean or somebody. Maybe they can get you straight. You know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Even after all that happened, some of my folks still don't understand. You know, they visit. They write. I write. But you know what? It don't make no difference, because they don't really understand me. Way back then, it was even worse. Like, I went to visit my grandfather when I came home from college, my first semester. So he say, yeah, so now that you done finished college, what you gonna be, a doctor, a lawyer, or what? Yeah, I didn't see right away that he was serious. He wasn't getting it. So anyway, this goes back too far. You see, during graduation, my folks drove up to see me, you understand? They drove up to join in the graduation celebration. They drove for 15 hours. My father, my mother, and two of her sisters. Thanks to my grandmother, I got a whole lot of aunts. Now, except for Aunt Lillian, she's the youngest of them. They were all nervous as hell, walking around all these gothic buildings and having to make small talk with all these rich white people. You see, where we're from, if you don't go downtown, you might not see anybody white for weeks. Now, this is a big city now. So you see, when Professor Woodson and his daughter walked up to us and spoke, you could feel the relief all around. I guess the folks thought I was the only one in the whole damn school. You sure didn't have to strain yourself to get that impression. You know, I even took them into the house. You know, the big secret house when nobody was around? As soon as we got inside, you know, everything got a little strange, a little uncomfortable. Yeah, you know, I don't really think it was about the house and all that secret book. But anyway, I was showing them around the place, showing them this and that. So you see, nobody was saying anything except for my father, who complained about how dark it was. So, boy, this is really funny because I had never really felt that way in the house before. You know, I had never really felt that way because I had spent so much time in the house or in places like that. It was really like my second home, or so I thought. That's what I really mean by I really didn't understand myself. So anyway, nobody really felt like going to any of the graduation functions, so mostly we just sat around the house or around the motel and talked to each other. Man, after graduation was all over, we packed up all the stuff and got into the car and rode home with everybody. Argued almost all the way home, argued about nothing. But when we got home, you should have heard all the stories. I had finally redeemed myself. I had a new image. I was Mr. College instead of Mr. Year. Get it straightened all out, you know what I'm saying? But what they don't know is that the dean is in on it too. I was going to confront the system with its own contradictions. So dig this. I was talking my ass off up in that courtroom. I was firing on him, you dig? Your Honor, if it pleased the court, dig this. If it pleased the court, before I please to the charge, you understand? I want to raise a few points. Check this out. Advice? Shit. Couldn't tell me a motherfucking thing. You understand? You see, I raised my little points, you did, but you know they didn't pay me no mind. Yeah, that shit was political like a motherfucker. See, so if they go through all the trouble of putting your ass on trial, shit, you might as well go ahead on and let them know where you stand. Might as well get your real shit out there. Because once they snatch your ass, that's it. Get your shit out there and put it on record, you did. they told us. You see, speaking a language is like putting on a costume. It's like it's about time, space, and your analysis of the other people on the scene. You know, you wear a suit to the office, you kick back at the flat. You open your mouth, and right away, everybody knows what your concept is about and where you are and who you're trying to be. It's a show that's like a conspiracy, and everybody is a star. Themselves. You see, we work on it all the time, all together, making the whole thing up right on the spot. The opinions, the roles, the ideologies, everything. We decide right on the spot about our enemies, our friends, even the dean and the president. But you see, now these big time motherfuckers got them a whole staff just to fix it when they fuck up. But you out here by yourself. So you got to take your posse with you, you dig? I mean, you got to make sure you got your essence with you. And I ain't talking about no spiritual thing, you dig? It's an essence, and it knows about you and about how high you like to get, you dig? So when you step out there, your essence can bring your fucked up ass back down to home when your lights go out in the theater, you dig?
Thank you.
wasn't for them, I don't know what I'd do.
I'd run aground.
You see,
Willie's always talking that Reader's Digest kind of shit.
But you know, yes, yes, I really think he understood from the very beginning what was at stake. Oh, yeah, but you know, then I started to think about all that shit. Yeah, I started to think about all that shit. But the last time that Willie came to visit, Maddie came with him. Yeah. Then I started to check out what was really happening with Willie's shit. I mean, what was he doing coming with Maddie?
That's quality.
Uh-huh. Him and Maddie, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Darnest Dollar.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The archaeology.
Maddie and Willie. Willie and Maddie. I never thought it. You know, Willie used to get me pissed off at all that mean kind of signifying. But this new Willie, I had never seen this side of him before. Yeah, he gave me a package all wrapped up in newspapers. Turned out to be a book, a small paperback. Translations of ancient Egyptian literature. Yeah, after a lot of silly bullshit, the guards finally let me keep it. Yeah, they finally let me keep the shit. Good reading material was hard to find in this suit. That old book had a lot of proverbs in it.
Study ration.
Yeah, read a few of them. He who listens to the counsel of his heart sleeps untroubled. He who listens to the counsel of his heart sleeps untroubled. Then we ran across a really strange one that said something like, there is a sitting to which running is preferable. And there is a standing, or there is a sitting to which standing is preferable. I didn't quite understand that. Finally it came to me. Of course, it really came to Willie. Willie said, it's like, you can run, but you can't hide. You see, you got to stand up, or you can't fight no battle on your knees, on your ass. I guess people gotta do something though. Why should she to keep a window open.
Levels and degrees of light.
I'm sorry, I know that ain't right. Drives you crazy, this goddamn music they got playing. Yeah. Forced entry into your brain, that's what it is. With TV preachers preaching on Sundays. Of them and made
come saying, Billy? Them say big trouble, Bonner. Boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom. Delivering themselves of their legal opinions, they proceeded to beat the living shit out of him. I don't kid myself, though. Our rulers are hip to what art is really about. That is communication with your fellow human beings. But nowadays, that's considered to be some completely ineffective and inefficient and basically dumb shit. You see, in your truly advanced societies, they use certain artists to get their thing over. Yeah. So you see, when they want to fuck people up, they usually look for the stupidest bullshit they can find. The next step is to tell everybody over and over again, every hour on the hour if need be. Now this next line is for you intellectuals. The work is a sublime work of genius. And for those who just have to be the hippies, you tell them that the stuff is underground and they just happen to be the first to discover it. At the same time, they try as hard as possible to make sure that any really hip art shit is never found. And if any of that shit happens to surface, right away you hear that it's old fashioned, it's out of style, anything, it makes you impotent. Whatever it takes, just to get you to stay away from it. So in the end, the artist's own kids can't understand it. He can't seem to communicate with them. Static in the line, you dig? Because you know that when your family cancels on you, ain't nothing happening. So even though you can't play no music in this crazy motherfucker, that big fat color TV is just fine and there. But you see, really hip shit is real stuff. Even after the shit has been dead, buried, and declared extinct for all eternity, it comes back. Yeah, like Lazarus. Or maybe like one of them Hanks from down in Georgia. Coming up naughty to scare off all this jive ass bullshit. Yeah, they try to fuck you up, huh? That's right. By giving certain cats, usually white cats, a little more privilege. A little more time outside, you dig? Walk, man. Extra food. Can't even talk about the food in here. Yes. Give your old chick shit to start people to hate each other. Same as on the outside. fish shit like that for your own protection. And so you can have peace of mind at night. Get that Egyptian sleep. Sleep untroubled. Hey, one brother got mad at me behind that book. He said, hey, how come you can get a book and I can't? See, I told him, hey, brother, I don't make the rules. But I know that wasn't right, because a serious book is hard to find up in here. They say they don't want to see you with any books on crime or sex, but really, that's all you can find. Same as on the outside. So anyway, I let him read it, and they found him reading it after hours and kicked his ass. Of course, I'm glad he didn't tell him where he got it from, because I could have had my ass kicked for giving it to him. But you know what? Over the past few years, I ain't had my ass kicked but a couple of times. I try to be the invisible man up in here, you dig? But ever since Willie brought me that proverb book, people have started calling me Professor, Doctor. And I feel like this is some dangerous shit, because some motherfuckers feel like they just need to kick a professor's ass. You understand what I'm saying? But they done had their ass kicked from day one by every motherfucker. Doctors, lawyers, and all the rest of them motherfuckers. You see, cause in here, professors ain't shit. In here, your so-called professor knowledge ain't shit. That in here, you nothing and nobody ain't worth a shit. But I guess that now that I'm getting to be an elder statesman, the guards don't like it, cause the young cats come up to me for advice, you did. I give them advice. But then, once you've been noticed by our criminal justice system, it might be too late for that. You're gonna learn by experience now. Yeah, so I give cats advice, anyway. I tell them stuff out of that old proverb book, you understand, what I can remember. Like they all need to hear this when they first get here. The tongue of a fool is his knife for cutting the thread of his life. They also say it another way. Do not multiply your speech over much. Here's one about me. Do not go to court against your superiors when you do not have protection against him. Dig that. So every day I tell them, well, in here you can only do what you can do. If you keep your bowels open and your mouth closed, if you keep your brain alive and guard your asshole, you just might survive up in here, either in this world or the next. Now, because of this long-lost book you did, they done started calling me the Egyptian or Pharaoh.